UNWOC Symposium is a series of site-specific and virtual events taking place in April 2022, originating from electroacoustic studies at Concordia University and Geogeogy. This is an occasion for revitalization and attenuation to our physical surroundings, uniting walkers and listeners from all disciplines. Soundwalk artists and academics will engage in public events that foster a deeper understanding of soundwalks as a means to embodied examinations of the socio-cultural spaces that we inhabit. These activities will explore post-colonial perspectives and power dynamics that shape the perspectives of listening to our environment. The series will feature soundwalks led by local sound artists. All events are open to the public at large, and panels will be held as hybrid events set in relevant physical settings with online components. Four local soundwalks and accompanying discussion panels will occur on the first four Fridays of April, ending on International Earth Day, April 22nd. Visit www.soundwalksymposium.com for more information.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Thank you. Montreal Sound Arc here on a rainy Friday. Terrible time in human history, I would say. Seven levels of man is what we're going through there. Something called Ojas. 1978-79 era sort of synth stuff. On today's show, after a few weeks of sticking to the plan, playing Montreal music for the funding drive, getting back to personal deep dive the last few months, the depths of the Omicron and the shutdowns of a couple months ago and everything else. Late 70s, early 80s. Difficult music, strange music. Experimentation in all directions, dare I say. If you looked for it, it went way below mainstream pop music, even whatever passed for punk and weird stuff. Late 70s, going a little further down, further out there, there was a lot of this kind of stuff, a lot of on tape, but this is an all-vinyl show today, as we had prior to that. Popova from the soundtrack to Nosferatu, the late 70s version with Klaus Kinski. Not the original, which is actually from 1922. 100th anniversary, I believe it was last month, of the release of Nosferatu. Imagine that, we're going to start having 100th anniversaries of famous movies and films and stuff. It's already been over 150 years since sound recording began, although playing back sound recording, so that only is about 130-something years. I'm going to also say that we started the show with Earthstar, an album called French Skyline. We heard three-dimensional music, not dimensional, dimension. And I'm going to switch over to a little bit more late 70s, early 80s, a lot of 1981, 80, 81 stuff, a lot of stuff from Germany for whatever reason, the records that I grabbed. And but first, though, another foray into some synth-based weirdness from the 70s. I'll let this go a little bit more and segue into Chris Swanson. Very interesting record called Pulaski Skyway. And yeah, we'll hear his cover of Ooh Baby up next. With you till 5 p.m. here, Louis Restelli hosting Montreal Sound Arc again today on CKUT 90.3 FM. We'll be right back.
Welcome to our CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
To stream or not to stream, that is the question. From platforming hate speech to unbelievably low royalty rates for artists, how can we as music fans ethically consume music online? Yes, radio stations such as CJLO are indeed an ethical source for music consumption, but what are the larger forces at play? What role do major labels have in this current climate? And what realistically can listeners do to ensure that the musicians they love can sustain long and meaningful careers? To find out, please join CJLO 1690 AM, CKUT 90.3 FM, and various members of the Canadian music industry for a wide-ranging and important conversation regarding the ethics of streaming on Thursday, April 14th at 12 p.m. Eastern. For more details on how to attend, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at CJLO 1690 AM.
got to know why.
But what to do?
Something has happened.
What to do now?
Because it's about time.
Do something.
Yeah.
Something is happening.
I want to know what.
It's time to do something.
I want to know.
What's happening somewhere.
I got to know what. Something is happening.
There we. Hello. All right. About that, not much hearing. All right, here we go. That was Klaus Kruger. Album called One is One, Discipline. I told you I would be digging some weird German stuff, 1981. A lot of this stuff is from the Innovative Communication record label. I always look at it and think right away, Inner City, which is a jazz label with a very similar logo with the IC, but quite different from those Inner City 70s jazz records, these Innovative Communication German records, mostly from 80, 81, 82, 83. We also heard from actually a reissue, a guitarist named Kay Lehmer, double LP I picked up.